Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's that time we're court ordered once a week.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, it's Friday.
Oh my God. The panic hits Aaron. It's Feel Good Friday. I have an idea.
Okay.
For next week, probably.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe
okay.
A couple weeks from now at some point.
Okay.
I think we dress up for Feel Good Friday. I think we just have...
Why?
I don't know. I just think...
What do you mean?
Because like we are shooting videos now a lot more often for things in the show. And I just think like it would be a way for people to go, like when they go to see the videos, they'll just see the thumbnail and
like
Aaron's wearing like unicorn ears or something. Okay. It's like, oh, this must be the Feel Good Friday.
Mm.
So we're just like, we put on like the Elton John sunglasses or something.
That'd be fine.
Yeah, we just do something to differentiate. It's like, hey, this isn't the normal soccer show. We're not... We don't have TX normal resting woof face.
Yeah, his RBF.
Yeah, it's more like, oh, look, they're
cute.
So anyway, you're going to hear one, maybe two, possibly even three feel-good stories.
Wow. Mm.
Keep it tight, Bright. Who's going?
All right. This story comes out of South London.
You know we don't do that on the Feel Good Friday. We don't have to say where it's from. You know, we're not doing the like,
I know, there's one person that gets really offended when we do that. Anyways.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, specifically the British
accent. British, yeah.
They don't like that?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, well then we absolutely do that.
This is Feel Good Friday.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
They said they weren't going to listen again, and I said, toodaloo.
Cheerio.
They did not say they're never listening again. Because of hello?
Because of
hello on British
accent,
stories.
Yeah.
They're done.
We do the Texas accent. We do every accent.
Guys, it's like, Feel Good Friday.
Oh, you're right.
My God. All right, start over.
Okay,
when we actually go live on the air.
A 3-year-old boy somewhere.
Yeah, just push your way through it. Just keep going.
Has been joyfully reunited with his beloved toy elephant thanks to the power of social media and a caring local.
I want you to know it's only going to be two stories today because this was mine.
Was it really?
Yes, it's such a good story.
It is. So this little boy lost his teddy bear and it was bedtime. And he was heartbroken. That was or I guess it was an elephant.
But it's his lovey. It's his teddy. Yeah. We just got teddy bears become the catch-all.
Mm. And so the mom was posting on social media. That got spread around. Someone said, I saw that elephant in the window of a butcher shop.
Because the butcher had been like walking on the street and saw it. Like, this is important to somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. It wasn't like for sale.
No.
Okay. It's Feel Good Friday.
Sorry.
My God, we are so bad at
I'll
this.
I'll take the lamb chops and I'll take that elephant.
I'm going to keep the music going. Maybe that'll help.
Sorry. Yeah, exactly. So through social media, the mom was able to figure out where it was, went and picked it up. Hmm. So the boy and the elephant have been reunited and he can sleep peacefully.
I don't think what I'm about to do makes it anti-Feel Good Friday.
Okay.
When I saw the story, I was really wanting to do it, but then I was like, they missed the opportunity.
What do you mean?
Like, at that point, then don't you also, on its way back to the kid, like do the Flat Stanley thing and put that elephant on some kick-ass adventures? Like your friend's going to London and you let him take it to London real quick and get a picture next to the Eiffel Tower. Kind of thing. Like
so that is a fun thing to do, but like this boy needed the elephant. It was more so the urgency was there.
But don't you think it would have been great had they taken the like elephant to London and then as they were getting off the plane, I don't know, what would somebody say as you're getting off the plane in London? Tia, can you give me like an example? Something like that.
Governor.
There we go.
Cheerio.
Don't you think we should have I
tea and crumpets and all that.
Oh boy.
The spirit of Feel Good Friday.
We do taxes. We do everything. Okay.
Just not everything.
Not everything. Okay. We don't do everything.
For some reason, when it's in the China area, we just.
We don't. You're right.
Tiak, why don't you go?
My story is out of, I know we don't say it, but it's important. My story is out of Parker, Colorado.
No way.
As just the other day, my wife was picking up my son from school and got home right as the garbage truck had just passed our house. My son, being five,
loves the garbage truck.
So they got out and they're in the driveway kind of seeing it. I wasn't there for this. My wife told me. The garbage truck driver reversed the truck. Saw my son waiting, reversed it, said, come on over. Let him kind of check out the truck. And then it gets even better. He pulls out a waste management, shout out waste management.
Get after it.
A garbage truck matchbox car.
My God.
And gave it to
and
him.
Said,
he just got like a.
Yep. And said, you're a kid who loves a garbage truck. Here you go. And my son was over the moon because this garbage. And he didn't even say his name. I want to give him a personalized shout out, but he didn't say his name or anything. But that was just awesome customer service. Just to take the time out of your busy day, because I know you probably have a gazillion houses
so
to
many
do.
Of the, like, I don't want to say those people, but like the guys who drive the garbage trucks, it was the exact same for Noah when he was little.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to love that the little kids are into it. They never gave him a toy, but he would stop, wave, get out, like knuckle bump him or whatever.
It was awesome. Yeah. So both my kids got to kind of check out the garbage truck and all that. So if your garbage was late, it was my fault.
If you're that garbage person, that sanitation engineer, text in to 303-222-5423. As soon as we see your name, we will we'll give you a shout out.
In fact,
I would just like to say
hello.
The Slacker Show. Alice
105.9.